dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome. You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything, playing on your 12 string, going for the brass ring, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream.
Welcome, this is Debbie Dashinger, and I'm so grateful that you're here for yet another excerpt for Dare to Dream Radio. And I'm inspired by all of you when you write to me and let me know what you're doing, how you're creating your dreams, how you're moving forward. You're a little piece of the puzzle of heaven here on earth, and what you do and be and how you express yourself out in the world is important. I want to support you to get there, and I'm going to talk a little activation for you about how God Goddess sees you, why you're here. And before I go there, I want to let you know about our guest today. Very excited to finally have him on the show. I feel like this was divine. Danian Brinkley. And he's going to be talking about lessons from heaven. Danian is a New York Times bestselling author, a renowned speaker, and his first book, Saved by the Light, sold over 20 million copies and told the story of his death and subsequent journey to the other side after being struck by lightning. Saved by the Light was produced as a movie of the week by the Fox Television Network, and his second book is called At Peace in the Light, and a third book about his near-death experience, third near-death experience. Danian is publishing the surprising new lessons he learned in his third book called Secrets of the Light, which will be co-authored with his wife, Catherine. So he'll be on a little later. And here's what I want you to know. For me, where I always start and begin, my alpha and omega is always with the love of the all that is. I am clear about that. There is a psalm that says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." What is really interesting, I love etymology, when you look up the word want, want means lack. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. There is always a peace, P-E-A-C-E, a peace inside of you, because the Lord is your shepherd. You shall not lack of anything. There is always an answer inside of you. So stop. Look, listen, or just stop and be, because in the being is where all the truth is for you. God got us all that is images and creates a certain life for every person. So everyone who's alive right now, who comes here, has been spoken over by the powerful presence it is. If you can breathe into this idea, let go of all judgment now. Stop judging yourself. Stop devaluing yourself. Anytime we judge and devalue ourselves or another person, feels terrible, doesn't it? Because we're devaluing something that God has spoken over. We are judging something that by its very nature is holy and was created with purpose. You were spoken over by the divine. So be you. Be you. You are created to be. Are you quirky, nerdy, creative, whatever? Be the real you and enjoy being you. And if you feel judged upon by others, there is only one thing to remember, and that is God's opinion of you. God's opinion of you. God, Goddess's opinion of you is wondrous, magnificent, and full of forgiveness and love. God's opinion of you makes anyone's opinion of you irrelevant. Did you have a bad childhood? Did you make mistakes in your life? God has already forgiven you. You are worthy. You are loved and forgiven. And your dream, your dare to dream, your big dare to dream right now that you're working towards, desiring, taking action towards, envisioning, bringing others aboard to create, your dream is given to you by God. God has downloaded purpose, destiny, and compassion to each of us. So embrace that dream. Flow with that dream. It's really great when creating a dream, and God knows I need this reminder right now because I'm rebranding. I'm doing a whole new website, and every piece of this website requires a piece of me. My website is even a dream because it's an expression of me out into the world. The words that are used, the colors that are chosen, the photos, how I want to magnify out to you what's available and who I want to bring in, and it's important to me how I represent myself. So what I know is I show up. Don't try to figure things out. Not everything. Don't try to figure things out so everything works out, so no one gets hurt, because logic and figuring out often convolute what the universe is bringing to you. Know that you know. There's nothing mental about choosing your best life. And much of what we do is a big yes. Just say yes. Say yes to your highest. Have courage. Courage actually means to do something in spite of fear. Say yes to your highest. Have courage. From there, everything will change. And it changes because it is all interconnected. Divine doors will open when you step into this. Your highest yes. Love equals abundance. Your soul grew up when you called for abundance and asked for assistance, and God is answering. God knows, because the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not lack of anything. There's always an answer in the powerful presence that is. I've got the amazing Danian Brinkley here today. Very excited about this. I've known about Danian for years. He's an internationally renowned speaker and New York Times bestselling author in the fields of spirituality and the near-death experience. He is a premier crusader on behalf of hospice and palliative care and is a leading expert on grief and bereavement. For many decades, Danian has been a driving force behind the integration of complementary and allopathic medicine, especially in end-of-life care. He is the author of 3 best-selling books. Danian and his wife, Catherine, are currently writing their next book called 10 Things to Know Before You Go. As the son of a World War II veteran and a former Marine himself, Danian holds our nation's veterans close to his heart. He co-founded the Twilight Brigade, a nonprofit organization which has trained over 6,000 volunteers to be a loving presence at the bedside of veterans making their transition. To learn more, go to danianandcatherinebrinkley.com. Danian, it is so great to have you on Dare to Dream. Welcome.
Oh, Deb, thank you very much. It's a pleasure. And I loved your opening. It's magnificent. Congratulations. Thank you for having me on Dare to Dream.
You have had, I think, dreams. You are living out loud in a big way. And it seems to me because of your 3 near-death experiences, dreams are alterations that were given unto you. Does that feel true?
The awareness. You see, for me, there is, like, the things, the divine architect, and I always feminize God. It's the goddess. I don't masculinize God. Because no place over there, when I've made those journeys, were there any feelings that I would relate to as a male. But I could relate to it as a feminine, the nature and the sensual comfort that comes with that. So I would have to say that my awareness factor... After the lightning strike, I discovered something without any question, that not only is there life after death, there is a divine order. What you were describing, I use different words, but describing. Mm-hmm. People have to look at the fact that no one really dies. It's just a big bunch of hooey. just that never happens, and you know, I'm an expert because I not only have I had one death experience, but I had two near death. Open heart surgery and brain surgery, and I can look at what I've learned about the spiritual nature of all of reality, or the divine love, which are two terrible words to use in English, but that expresses itself in a way that people begin to reconnect to something they've never disconnected from.
I read somewhere that your passing is one of the longest clinically documented near-death experiences. Is that correct?
Well, people, but what happened was in the early days, I remembered, I'm obsessive compulsive, dead or alive. I'm checking it out, you know, no matter what. Well, it's just my nature. And 13 years after the first experience, when I had to go in for open heart surgery because I got staph infection, and I wasn't thinking about a near-death experience. It had been 13 years. And here it comes again. It was just the next step. Okay, Daniel, here's what you got to hear first. You got to quit being such a jackass and be so resentful of people, and here's what you have to do next. Okay, and you know, and then the third one made me aware of why after 40 years, well then 40, not quite 39, 8 years, I got to see what I was really doing. I didn't see what the goal was until the end. So for me, I don't have to have faith in whether there's a life after death or whether there's a divine force that is maneuvering through us and for us. There's no question in my mind that that exists. So I operate off of a belief system.
What is that belief system?
There is a life after death, and this is just something to do. You know, you're having way too much fun in heaven. And most great, powerful, and mighty spiritual beings with dignity, direction, and purpose, sometimes they get bored. And they want to come and be something great. So you earn the right to enter this plane of existence so that you can separate and appear to be separate from things so that you can influence the world around you. See, everybody thinks they can change something. You can't change anything. The cycles are in place. The systems are in place. They don't care. You can hope all night that the sun won't come up, but that doesn't change a darn thing. And you can hope all day that it won't go down, and that doesn't change anything. And you can live in Mexico, and you can think there's no seasons, but people in Idaho would beg to differ. And so all the thing you can ever do is influence the things that are around you. And influence by the changes you make in yourself based on the observations of the world and the values that you want represented in your for yourself, and that flow outward. Same as what
100%.
You're doing with the show.
I concur. Yes. So for the listeners who don't yet know you, I just want to give them a little background. 1975, during a thunderstorm, while Danian is on the telephone, a bolt of lightning hits the phone, sends thousands of volts into his head and into his body. He's thrown across the room, taken to a hospital, and pronounced dead. Did you have a choice about coming back? Were you given a choice?
Well, no, because I wouldn't have done it. I mean, you know, if they'd ever given me a choice, you could forget it. You know, I mean, I just want to make sure what I'm supposed to do over here, I get it done. And yet I realize it. I have certain things that I have to do, and I'm lucky enough and cursed enough to see what my goals were, you know, what I signed on to do. And I, you know, we do this. We set these parameters for ourselves, and then we move in. And because the divine architect, that she feels that you are the right being at the right place at the right time and the right purpose to experience certain events in your life so that you can mold and influence for the better, okay? And then you choose things that you want to try to accomplish. You know, you see things that, okay, this is what I can work on in my own self. And it's like a spirit quest. And then you get to understand pain and fear, and all religions always end up on something being fearful or a damnation. Why not just because it's the right thing to do? And don't attach all that stuff to it.
you're committed to doing hospice work and using your experiences, your gifts to help those who are nearing and perhaps fear death. Why is this a passion for you? And is this connected to what you were just sharing, that you know there are reasons why you're here to fulfill?
Yeah, both. I mean, I'm lucky enough that after going through this and paying a price that I would never wish on anybody. I mean, I was paralyzed. I was burning and on fire, and I spent months paralyzed and learning to walk and feed myself again and, you know, just the most horrible life. And I couldn't see the ball of fire. I had to wear welder's glasses. But when I was first struck by lightning and I couldn't see, when I lifted out of my body, I could see, and I was aware of everything. And then when I came back, I still couldn't take bright light. I couldn't take it. And so I had to go back to that place. So watching those two worlds are pretty interesting. But the point is this. In the course of the near-death experience, this will occur in everybody's existence. The Great Book of Judgment, where all things are written, okay, all that stuff. Somebody had a near-death experience. You will see your entire life pass before you in a 365-degree panorama, 360 degrees. You would have missed nothing. You know everything. And the first thing you're going to do is appreciate what you chose to limit about yourself so you could choose to succeed in the divine goal and the goals that you set. Okay? Then you literally look at your life as if you were your own best friend. You see the stupidest stuff you've done, but you see the joy brilliant. But, you know, and I look at that when I had that experience. I mean, I've been through three of these puppies. When I had that experience and I'm looking at it, and I can think about it, because I never think about that it's going to happen. You know, I mean, I structure in my mind, if it occurs, what I'm going to pay attention to. But when you're getting ready to go into brain surgery and you got a 10% chance of surviving, I don't give a damn about a near-death experience. Mm-hmm. I need to survive because of the pain I was in, mm-hmm. that my brain was bleeding and it was literally crushing my brain against my skull. So... I mean,
Have you ever wondered why three? If your soul had chosen before you came into this incarnation that you were going to go through that, or is this a way that your angelic teachers are connecting with you? Why these three radical experiences?
All of those, mental, physical, and spiritual. Lightning is, under the law, an act of God. So that spiritual, open-heart surgery, that's the mental, emotional, and then brain. I got struck by lightning, open heart surgery, and brain surgery. Those are the power sources and centers of all things spiritual. Mm-hmm. You know, they do it in that sacred geometrical numbers. Mm-hmm. The key numbers in the world are 3, 6, and 9, and all the others don't even matter. And so that's how they would have done it. You know, look at Deb, I would have studied it. You don't kill me and think you don't get my attention.
Well, I am looking forward to the rest of our conversation. Folks, you're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. You can download your free Dare to Dream Radio app from iTunes. The free app is called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Join me also on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We will be right back.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, mybestsellerbook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. I'm interviewing Danian Brinkley, who is the New York Times bestselling author of the international classic Saved by the Light. As an expert on near-death experiences, end-of-life care, and the grieving process, his organization, the Twilight Brigade, trains volunteers to be bedside with veterans in final transition. Danian himself has accrued over 32,000 volunteer hours. 32,000 volunteer hours? Talk about that. What is that like to be bedside with people in their final transition?
It's smart.
How so?
Because where we were, you will see your entire life pass before you in a 360-degree panorama. You will have missed nothing. You watch it from a second-person point of view as if you were your own best friend. And then you will literally become every person that you've ever interacted with in your life, and you will feel the direct results of your interaction between you and them. Nobody gets away with anything. But when you qualify it with good and evil, sinning, and all that emotional stuff, you get confused about it because it's always why you did it. It's not what you did that you worry about. It's why you did it that becomes the issue. And then once you become everybody and you see, then it balances out. You know, you've become aware of the lessons that you're supposed to learn, and you look at them from a very high spiritual consciousness. You're not your own little whining self anymore. You've returned to being that magnificent spiritual being with dignity, direction, and purpose. And you observe how dumb you were, but how joyous you were. But then in the end, Deb, it's this. And also, if God could not come today, and God sent you, in the life you just reviewed, what difference did you and God make? Well, when I thought about it, what I could do is I could be at the bedside of veterans. Because if I'm going to see myself when I become every person I've ever been at the bedside with, and I've been through 2011, and if I am going to be every one of those persons looking up in my face and they see the difference that the divine makes, then as I look forward to my next life review and I look forward to how I can grow the most, it's helping people in something that I have been at for 40 years. And I understand what people go through, and I have not hundreds, I have tens of thousands of hours studying something I've been through. Because I see it's the most important, powerful place that has to happen in the shift now, what will be in place by April, that palliative and end-of-life care will become the place where research and where new discoveries will come, because we will demand it.
What do we need to know? You're a leading expert on grief and bereavement. What three things do we as humans do poorly or do wrong when it comes to grieving ourselves or supporting somebody who's grieving? What can you teach us right now?
Well, bereavement is this. Bereavement is a sense of loss. Mm-hmm. Okay, and everybody should go through it, and there's nothing wrong with ever how you do it. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. Some people are a little more exaggerated about it, but nothing's wrong with that. And then comes grief, and people can structure things that last 20 years, Deborah, something their mother said or didn't say, and instead of moving forward and building off of that. So I try to stop things from getting to grief, because grief begins to change how you see yourself, and mostly people become selfish. You know, they miss the person, and then they miss what the value of that person was in their life, and then they decide if they appreciate it, they didn't appreciate it, or if they were at odds with it. So knowing that that's going to occur, the greatest thing I can tell people is, hey, pay attention that these three things will occur. And that's where you measure yourself in forgiveness and in love and understanding. And you wish the best choices that that person's trying to make. You want to support their choices and try to be helpful. You know, but everybody must leave this world, and you have to be smart enough to know when it's about them and not about you.
Mm. Is there a healing way to show up for ourselves and others who are experiencing grief or bereavement?
Listen. You learn to listen. What the Twilight Brigade is a complementary therapy that, through my experiences and that work of some brilliant minds in the field, we've created a program that literally gives you the tools. You know, everybody's going to be a hospice volunteer, no matter what. Okay, and number two, 37% of all females will be the primary caregiver for one or more of their parents. That's us.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's what's going to happen. So right. By not being knowledgeable about something that doesn't occur, then you can help make spiritually right, focused decisions in support of someone, whether they need to stay a little longer or whether they need to let go.
Mm.
Deborah, nobody dies. It never happens. Please, everybody, do not believe for a second that somebody dies. It does not happen.
In other words, when you say that dies means that they stop existing. You're saying that they do. They just transition to another place.
And they laugh. You know, you get out of a water body, think about it. If you look at the body, think about how important the body is. If you look at the body, it's a big bag of water. And
right.
We are basically water treatment plants. Okay, now think about it. That's exactly, when you look at it, when you've been out of your body as many times as I have, you develop a certain profile of how you look at it. And it's different from people who think they're only their body. I don't have any choice about knowing that it's just not true. You know, people
that's
have
interesting.
Choices.
So you come back, and here's this big water retainer you call a body. You've already been on the other side viewing it differently, but you come back into it. Have you started to treat your body differently because of those experiences? And if so, what?
The damage done. I mean, you can't take 180,000 volts of lightning and go down your spine and weld the nails of the heels of your shoes to the nails in the floor and throw you in the air. And it's like battery acid. You're burning on fire. You can't see. You can't go through that kind of pain. And it's 2 years to learn to walk and feed myself. And in pain, a human being can't bear.
Mm-hmm.
You can't bear it. You know, and you're messing on yourself, and you're 25 years old, and you're helpless. Okay, so when you start from there and you see the damage done to my spine and to my heart, and that kind of electricity rewires certain things, like I have no mental activity in my left temporal lobe. There's nothing there. It's dead. And that's from the lightning, how it discharged. So I have a lot of aches and pains. You know, in open heart surgery, I'm always worried about that. But I take care of myself. I mean, I look at where I am, and I see what I need to do based on stopping and looking, okay? And I needed to adjust this, this, and this, and then I set a plan, and I follow the plan, you know, and then I execute it. Everybody can do that. The problem that most people don't do is they don't spiritually apply what they're trying to do here in this dimension. Well, because they don't, you have to have a certain method that you do it, you know. And I always, you know, the way you do it is this: you take yourself to lunch, and from the time you order to the time you get there, you are in a state of grace.
Mm.
And if you look around, everybody's talking. But what you do is you take a paper napkin, it's because it's lunch. You fold it over, and you have a pen that writes in black ink. And then on the left-hand side, you write what you want in a relationship. It's usually you don't really realize you're writing about a relationship with yourself, but you're projecting it out into the dimension or how they would your relationships could be better. Mm. Okay, that's what you're doing. And then on the right-hand side of that line, you write why. Your intentions, you know, to build a better world. I mean, because the universe is doing what she's doing. She doesn't pay any attention to what we think. Mm-hmm. You have all the tools to do what you're supposed to do, end of story. And you have all the tools to compensate because of my back and my heart. And, you know, they're the two worst problems. And then you write it down, and you've committed in black and white, desire, mm-hmm. need and desire. You know, when you were talking about want, it was mm-hmm. perfect, but the word is to desire. And where we've taken that word, because that's what creates compassion and drive and setting goals, you know, to desire, achieve a level, to influence. And I don't want people to be afraid of death and dying. It's like Catherine. I mean, you should have her on your show.
I'd love to.
You should have Catherine, because it's the other side. This new book, 10 Things to Know Before You Go, it's he said, she said.
By the way, so I do books. I work with authors. I take them to international bestsellers, so I do books all the time. That's my business outside of the radio show, and I got to tell you, great title, very catchy, 10 Things to Know Before You Go.
All right,
so
you
give
hear?
It to me.
All right, yeah. Listen, you ready?
Ready.
First page.
Okay.
What is the number one cause of death in America and most other countries? Question mark. Turn to the next page. It says, no matter what you thought, birth is the number one cause of death. That you were born. If you were born, you will be leaving. Mm-hmm. So the number one cause of death is birth. Next page. Remember, if you're breathing, you're leaving. And if you just took a breath, this book is for you.
Oh, excellent.
Think about that going out in the promo sheet to all the radio shows. And it's me doing the same thing I always do, making fun of everything.
That's great. That's one of those where you could just throw down the mic, boom, enough
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I don't. What are they going to do, kill me?
Well, you're talking about dreams. This is a new dream you guys have, putting this book out. I'm very excited. Catherine is absolutely welcome on the show. I want
yeah,
to ask
see,
you.
She has a different side to it that makes it more beautiful than mine. Is a mechanical nature of understanding the law. And I understand the law in such a way, Deb, that I can raise myself from the dead with no chance of surviving. And I've done this 3 times, so I must have some pretty good range on how the systems operate and how you structure within the flows. You know, you don't change anything. You got to get into the rhythm of it.
Talk to me a little bit about dreams. What challenges or issues have you faced while creating a dream in your life, something that was important or meaningful to you, and a challenge, an issue comes up? What were they? What are some of them that you can talk about?
Hell, I got struck by lightning. Open-heart surgery, brain surgery with no chance to survive. The brain surgery, they gave me less than 10% because I would have to have open-heart surgery and brain surgery at the same time. And then the time of recovery. Each one of these has a different psychological and emotional place. And struck by lightning, open heart surgery, and brain surgery. So I have run up against everything that you could possibly be engaged by to stop me from achieving my goal, even killing me.
And what's your go-to? How do you overcome the problems and stressors so that you do get to the other side?
Well, I have to see why I caused it. You know, hey, Daniel, what the hell are you thinking? You know, I have to see how I caused it because I'm 50% blamed for everything that goes on, good or bad, in my life. And then influences affect that, and I pay attention to the influences. We are spiritual beings. We're not physical beings. We are spiritual beings. And there's nothing anybody can do about it. They can't rationalize enough to even get close to convincing me that they're not a spiritual being. End of story. Then you have to operate from that mentality and let go of all that other foolishness, because you're never going to see You're never going to see your true self when you keep it weighted down in a big, fat water bag.
I know that you're giving a lecture at the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo. I'd love if you can talk about any revelations that pertain specifically to this period in our human evolution. What is it we need to take stock of? What is it that we need to know that we are either ignoring or are ignorant that even exists?
World War III.
That's powerful.
It's begun. You can look at Israel and Syria and the Palestinian state. There it is, everybody. If you have a religious point of view, I'm a spiritual point of view. Religions are interesting to me, and I bless every single one of them for all the reasons people deal with them. But I'm more of a spiritual person. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the fact that Syria is now the enemy of Syria, will disappear. ISIS will disappear. This new American will eradicate it. And the Russians, they will eradicate it. You know, the greatest army in the world cannot stop guys wearing sandals. So there's more to that story than we're being told. Number two, the President of the United States is going to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. That is against so many United Nations resolutions passed and approved. We went to war in Iraq over two. There's probably 10 that would be cast out. So the United States will position itself against the world and the United Nations. And the Israelis are going to build 2,500 new settlements in the occupied West Bank, which is the place they push the Palestinians back, trying to force them into Jerusalem. Okay, and that sets the second place. Now the number three place is the last thing that President Obama did was gave $221 million to the Palestinian state in its recognition in the UN. And that puts Obama recognizing the issues in the Arab-Israeli settlement, which is affecting the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
And number four, the Pope. The Pope set up last week an embassy between the Palestinian Authority and the Vatican. The Israelis and the Vatican do not, they have diplomatic missions, but they do not have diplomatic ties. So when you start to think about war of religions, oil and water, and the control of where that is, all those things that are happening right now, if you ever thought that the possibility of a world war was there, it's here today. I think it's exciting because I believe that consciously, finally, we can stop it. We can, as a people with all the diversity and all the people out protesting and all the people for, against, all that stuff, there'll be a common gelling. And it'll be driven by women. So for every lady that's watching or listening to this show, with all my heart, I wish you the absolute best. You know, anything that I can do to support women's causes, I am for it because a woman can stop a war. Women can stop it.
Yep.
Men
Absolutely.
Are failures. We are complete, absolute failures.
I felt this firsthand. I actually marched. So I'm going to be very transparent. I felt utter despair for a week after we had elected the president who's in office right now, whose name shall not be mentioned. And it sounds like a Harry Potter book, but it's very much how I feel, like the Dark Lord. And I felt a lot of despair. And I realized after being immersed in that for a couple of days, the only thing that was getting done was that I was hurting myself. And if I'm not showing up, I'm not doing what I'm here to do. So I energetically made a very quick shift, which is into actionable, peaceful ways of expressing myself, signing things, going to a march, if there's a way that I can represent or support a peaceful movement, I would do that. So I'm aligned with that, not about fighting over this and right and wrong, good, bad, but really about aligning with what I perceive to be truth. When I showed up for that march, I was so struck. Everybody now knows how incredibly peaceful it was. And beyond that, there were women who were total strangers who were hugging me, beautiful men who showed up to support us with signs. And I recognized in that moment, I had the glimmer of hope. Ah, they always talk about the feminine principle coming back, about the women stepping up again to help and not take over the world, but be the leaders of the world. I think
influence. Remember,
yes.
From the beginning, influence. And if you look at the Bork saga, which is the story of the flood from the Scandinavian Arctic region, and I look at the Mayan cycles. The first 52 years, and we're probably in our third year of this cycle. It finishes sometime in April, and then for the next 2 years, it will do what it does. But for the first 50 years, it's about the rise of the feminine.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at both of these sagas, and in the universal period, which is what this period is called, where everything is connected, then you look at these stories, and you realize that it's true. This cycle, before the patriarch can reestablish itself, the matriarchal energy is what the universe is divinely sending out. So the feminine picks that energy up, and it's just creating the right causes for the right reasons. You know, I mean, right causes for the right reasons, because that's what really determines it. Me, I support anything women are doing. Whatever they're doing, as long as they're fulfilling and empowering themselves, I will support it in any way that I can, you know, because I have six of you. I have my oldest child is 61. That's my wife. And then I have five more girls.
Wow.
Okay, I have five more girls.
No getting away from it.
from 24 to 61. So, and they're like dachshunds. They're the most wonderful. I mean, they're so different and they're so wild, and, you know, it's amazing who they hate which week. But you know what? I would trade them for anything on this earth. They're the most delightful just watching them.
So that's delicious.
I understand about empowerment of women, and I listen to every kind of reason and cause, and I support you marching. It's that you should make, Deb, you should make a section of this show about what's happened in the world, women in black. I saw all this in the vision. You know, what people don't realize is Chapter 5 of Saved by the Light, I put down the visions that I had seen and structured a time period. Well, my programs, at the one that Kat and I do at Conscious Life, it's called Clash of the Paradigms Part 2. Because last year I did Clash of the Paradigms Part 1. Now it's the prophecies. It's the things that became prophecies that were the probable cause of the events that would happen based on we didn't change. And I wrote this 23 years ago, and I've been saying it since 1975. I'm just like a broken record. But I can piece it together where people can see the overview and why I'm doing it, so that they can make the best choices for their life that they could possibly make.
Yeah.
And this is what my goal for this year is, and what my lectures and shows and everything I do is about this, and this for 10 things to know. And we're working on a show now for Amazon Television, Amazon Studios. So I was going to do another movie because I couldn't get any big studio to buy in. So I wanted Eric Roberts to play me again.
Wow.
And so I talked to Eric and I talked to the people in Hollywood, all my people there. And so I said, look, I want to take it to Amazon. And so Amazon bit, and here we go.
That's beautiful. We're going to take a break, and I want you to know where you can see him in person. Danian Brinkley will be presenting a workshop at the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo. Go to this website. It's consciouslifeexpo.com. And here's the great news. If you cannot go in person, ta-da, live stream is available. So anywhere in the world, if you're unable to physically attend, you can still do the live stream. The annual Conscious Life Expo returns February 10th through the 13th. And again, it's consciouslifeexpo.com. When we come back, we're going to ask Danian what he next dares to dream, as well as what do we need to know in these radical changing times that do require a new world view.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. BeingYouClass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
What books are you reading? Are you ready for a must-read? Winner of the Inspirational Book of the Year Award and international bestsellers, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts by Debbie Dashinger, as well as the acclaimed Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams. Buy the books from Amazon today. U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest said these are critics' picks. By Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream and Wisdom to Success contain gems to live your life by.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream Radio. I'm speaking with Danian Brinkley. Danian, most of us are aware that we are in definitely radical changing times. I love the way you've been typifying what's going on and sharing some of the visions that you received on the other side. How can we help transform our decision-making process? What will help us?
See yourself for who you really are. I mean, you have to stop and realize and separate your identity. You're a spiritual being, and you happen to live in a certain period of time that you were chosen to be here because you're a light bearer. You will either bear the light and stop the war, or you won't. You know, it's either world war, world peace. That's where we are today, and it's happening right now. I mean, the building blocks are being laid. Well, for me, I'm proud to be alive at this time, and I'm proud that I chose and was chosen to be here. Because I would have never come back the first two times. But it took me 41 hours. It took 2 days for me to come out of it after the brain surgery. I was in recovery for 41 hours. And I had to fight my way back because I was in trouble. You know, I was in trouble, but I saw how close the goals were and how close I could come to really realizing something that I think takes the near-death experience to a new level because I have integrated it and its usefulness in books and in training program called the Twilight Brigade that allows people to come to see themselves. You know, this is who we really are, and let's act like it. Mm. Get over all that stuff. Forgive. Forgiveness is power.
Yeah.
Because it's like, this is how I look at it. You know, I grew up a tough guy. You know, I mean, that was my life. United States Marine Corps, you know, played sports, you know, come on, bad guy. And so my mindset, so forgiveness, you know, who wants to give? You want to get even. Mm-hmm. Until I realized when I became everybody I'd ever encountered, and I felt the direct results of my interaction between me and them, I realized, you know, what a brute I am or was, you know, this is how my mindset was.
Let me ask you, because this is very important. What I hear you talking about is taking responsibility, taking ownership. How do you do that? What happens that allows you to see your part in things and become responsible for it?
I've been dead.
But I don't really understand that.
But wait a minute, because once you see there's a world after this, and once you see how it's structured, mm-hmm. you know, and in 22 years, they kill me like every 10 or 15 years just to keep my attention. I bore very easily, you know, so you know, you got to keep giving me stuff to do, you know. I mean, I had a massive heart attack and all of that. And I fought not having a near-death experience because it didn't serve what I needed to understand. The things that happened to me, Deborah, are the things that are going to be future events. I mean, I always go through what I know. Leaky gut is going to become very important. The digestive system is going to become of the utmost importance over the next 9 years. Utmost importance. Everybody's digestive system. 40% of everything you eat is not food. And so the way that it's been constructed and how we consume it, it's going to be a massive problem. And so I go through all these things so that I understand how to consciously look at it, and I have to experience the pain and all of those things. But I signed on to do this, mm-hmm. you know, and this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do the best that I can. And where everybody is they're just like me. I'm not different from anybody. You know, we just have to realize that we have a job, and a man has 75.4 years and a woman has 81.2 years. These are the average ages. So if I'm an average, I have 10 years to finish what I'm doing, and that's me being logical and practical about it because it's going to happen. Mm. Once you start realizing and measure your life and how much goodness you can produce based on the numerical time limit most people are given. And that's like pushing it. And so when you live like that, then every day is a blessing. And like, I couldn't wait to do your show, you know, because you came about when somebody was really trying to change Hollywood. They were trying to change it, and what Gate was doing and what John was doing was a place where radicals, liberals, conservatives, everybody came together. And you know what was the little guy that supported it so much, the little actor?
There was Louis Anderson. There was Jim Carrey. Yep.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
He gave two speeches over those two-year periods. He gave two speeches that were fabulous. One was the philosopher speaking, and the other was him being lonely.
Yes.
I mean, that was, I applauded it, and I could tell what he was going through because John had called me, and he wanted to talk to me, you know, and it didn't work. You know, John was going through a lot of stuff, and the movement was taking hold. And the system had to not let it do it. They had to stop it. I mean, you know, you can just watch the power of how that medium for delivery of content is constructing itself.
Yeah. Well, Danian is talking about Global Alliance for Transformational Entertainment called GATE, which was its acronym, which was viable for some time between Eckhart Tolle and John Ratz and Jim Carrey, and that's where Danian and I first met many years ago. I thought it was thrilling, and I pray it still has a life somewhere there.
Well, but it wasn't anything. It was the system was too powerful. It will come back, but it was too powerful. It had to be stopped. It was trying to add spiritual culture, and the world wants Jason Bourne from America.
Right.
We got to have cowboys and car races and Furious 7 and, you know, Fast and Furious. We have to have this is what the world wants from us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you look at the integration of who's buying it and how content is being able to be structured because of how streaming is. If anybody can't come to the whole Conscious Life Expo out there, everybody, go up on the website, like Deb said, and take a good look. And the streaming is not expensive. I don't know what it is, but you know what, Deb? Everybody needs to pick out one or two programs that they want to listen to so that the reason why, the intention of being able to be better informed about the stuff that's happened in this world to make the best decisions for you and your family.
Absolutely. They have some of the most profound speakers from around the world gathering in one place, and I can promise you, because I've even spoken in those rooms, when the camera is there, you will feel like you are right there with the speaker and with the audience. So we're here at the end. Danian, what are you next, Dare to Dream? This is Dare to Dream. What are your future dreams or goal?
Well, mine is to do everything I can with what my job is. Mine is palliative and end-of-life care. To focus on to create ways for people to be able to realize their vast beauty and to celebrate the life that they lived. You know, because if God couldn't come today and God sent you, and in the life you just reviewed or will review, what difference did God make? If you structure your life believing that, you see the world more clearly. It lifts certain predisposed psychologies that most people live under. So if you start there, then you start to grow and expand. Look up the Twilight Brigade, everybody. I am trying to create a way that you can see that you're a divine being with a specific mission and purpose. And if you're a great, powerful, and mighty spiritual being with dignity, direction, and purpose, which is I say that you are, only one thing can ever go wrong, Deb. You can allow something to affect your dignity. Which skews your direction and your purpose. And if your world is messed up right now, whatever it is that you've allowed to affect your dignity is the only thing you have to work out balancing, and the rest of the system will fall into play. And do not sell yourself short, everybody. You have that power, that glory, that greatness, and that divine spiritual nature, or you wouldn't have been here. You wouldn't have had the right to come here. Only the best come here.
Thank you so much for coming on today, Danian, and I hope you'll come on again on Dare to Dream. Loved having you.
I appreciate it. And listen, my dream also is that you become known as the goddess that you are and that your listeners become to realize the power and the greatness of them. And I love each and every one of them, and I love you too, and I'm thankful.
I love you. You can go to DanianandKatherineBrinkley.com. I end today's show with this quote from Norman Vincent Peale. I believe there are two sides to the phenomenon known as death. This side, where we live, and the other side, where we shall continue to live. Eternity does not start with death. We are in eternity now.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.debbi,
DACHINGER.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?